shit.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, now my picture look crazy.
I know, right?
Now I got Max's whole, like, bed setup thing, like, right here. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's, like, super bright back there, but whatever. It don't look as
all right.
As Mo's.
All right. What up?
Welcome to the Play Myself.
Good evening. Good evening, Brookie. Good evening, everyone on the show. Welcome to the Play Myself show. This is Miles to my left, and then I am Mo to the right. We are here. We're ready. We got some things to talk about. We got some situations that I know that I got a situation that I got to talk about. We'll get into that in a little bit. But Miles, what's going on with you, man?
Just same old, lame old, I guess, bro. I want to say, like, this has been, like, the first week where, like, I actually, like, understand, like, what I'm going through, like, the whole transition thing, why people don't retire early, and just, like, being super bored and, like, realizing that you got to do shit for yourself and do things, like, it's a weird position, but I like it, I guess. If that's the way you could put it.
I mean, but what do you mean though? Like this is why people don't retire early. It's because they're in a weird position.
Yo, because you could start something else, right? Like I definitely not on no want to get a job shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like, yo, if I'm making enough bread to where I don't need a job, like why work? Right. But then like, you could also look at it from the POV of like, yeah, damn, this is why motherfuckers be dying early. Cause like, yo, work gives motherfuckers purpose. But then it's like, damn, I never ever wanted to feel like that. And I still don't. But then it's like, yo, you know that there's that hump you gotta get over to where it's like, oh, I'm about to do this. Like now, like even with cooking, right? Like I'm super into like what I'm cooking, how I'm cooking it. And I'll take my ass back to the store to get some baking powder, even though, like, you know what I mean? I don't need that sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right.
But if it calls for it, I always just do it. Like, I try to live. Like, tomorrow I'm driving to Massachusetts.
Just because?
No, to buy weed, of course. You know what I mean? I just like the way shit is.
Well, you know, you did hit on something that I think it'll get our viewers into it. So this is a topic that a lot of people like to talk about, the lottery, right? So in the comments, definitely put your input. I'm going to say this multiple times about this, just real quick, but if you hit the lotto, right? Mm. Where money's not a factor, you can retire early, right? Mm. What would you do with your money? What do you think is the first thing that you would do with your money as like almost like a toy, something like just fun? And then what would you do with your money long-term wise? You know, I think that's a topic that a lot of people, talk about when the lottery is high. Just this past week, I don't know if anyone hit the lottery yet, but I know just this past week it was really, really high. And so that sometimes happens where they have a spike. So, Miles, I will ask you what you would do with your money short term, meaning fun wise, and then what would you do with your money long term to so that you're making money off of the money that you've gotten off of the lottery.
So, short term wise, bro, I would just help as many people as I can, and just like I would probably like rebuild the studio somewhere else, you know, pay all my bills, my parents' bills, you know what I mean, give like my close friends generous gifts, and I'd probably be out though. I'd probably bounce to Costa
Rica. Okay, so that's short term. So you would pay off short term, you would pay off your family and friends of your choosing, give them like generous gifts, and also you would pay your debt off. Those are things that are
pay your debt off.
There we go. But but those are things that, okay, so short term that you would do. What do you think you would do long term to make sure that your money lasts longer? And for those people who are just getting in, I'm going to re-say the question that I'm asking you, Miles. What would you do with your money long term and short term if you hit the lottery? So long term, Miles, what would you do?
So long term, I would move to move out the country. I would try to make that money stretch, but I would keep most of that money in America, and I would just have my debit card.
Okay. Okay. So that's interesting. So you would move out of the country. Would you move to Canada?
Nah, no. I move somewhere like a non-English speaking country.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll just be like super introverted, but because I believe that everything is going to online anyway, right? And like that's why like this is here. This is why when we started and everything. But mm-hmm. I feel like just listening to like a Mark Zuckerberg talk to Rogan, uh-huh. I feel like this is only the beginning for dudes like him. You know what I mean? So like even like having the board, having some good sound. Like I was proud of myself today because Max has like this whole video game thing going right now at full volume. You guys can't hear it. Like, you know what I mean? But like that's some shit that I know that is sonically possible that people that might be listening to this might be like, yo, I don't know why this dude is like always struggling with this shit. But it's a lot going into the preamp. But yeah, I mean, I would just double down on my shit. Yeah, like actually I was supposed to go look at a podcast building this week.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely on that. Like, the space that I'm looking at, you could probably put, like, the studio I got right now, probably, like, 10 in there. So I'm like, yo, if I make 4, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's good rent for whoever. And then, like, just make a kitchen. Like, just a creative space, man. And for the bread they want, it ain't that bad.
So now the obvious, I think a lot of people would, and they said in the comments too, we've got James in the house too. What's up, James? Brooke and James said
real estate.
Well, James said real estate. Real estate is a good, I think it's booming. I think you can, that's something that you can always make money off without you having to do anything really. You just keep up on it. You know, that's probably one of the smartest things, in my opinion, to do if you ever hit the lottery. And I think a lot of times, and I'll go with basketball, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. NBA basketball players, even people that go to the G League, they make a lot of money. Now, when you do that, a lot of times they're going to go and spend their money on these large mansions, like, and these huge homes, they have multiple homes across the U.S. And while if you have that money, it's okay. I don't think it's smart long term to have a whole bunch of homes unless you're using it for real estate and you're renting it out and you're doing you know, like that. Yeah. But you have to pay taxes on all those things. So when you buy a large mansion, I think that sometimes people don't realize the amount of tax that you have to pay on those
cases. In some cases,
it's so like, okay.
You,
in some,
you hear like the perfect example is like what's going on with like Rick. You see it with Rick Ross now, but you mostly seen it before. You seen it like in Deion Sanders. It was like, yo, dude, he wanna cop so many cows just to have on his property. You know what I mean? To help his staff. Burden, his tax burden.
Okay.
Hold on. Just needs an answer. He will buy his way out the green room. Yo, did Ant, it's too late, son. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Yo, bro, if you don't come at 8 o'clock, ask Mo what had to go into me switching the screen back like this. How was the screen before, Mo? Who named it?
It was crazy.
Everything was perfect, bro. And then it's like, yo, like, nobody texting, and Mo gets a text, mad random. I'm sick today. Hold on. Oh, that was Alex that said he was sick. But still, Ant called 5 minutes late talking about this. Come on, bro. You can't do that. Next time.
So I think that real estate is a really good thing to get into. Brooke said that she said she would buy a home, do a little traveling, some me time, which is that's perfect for short term. Then it said I'd invest in my own business, natural baked goods for dogs, and I would work charities, especially involving children. Everyone,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but you need. You, if you had a lot of money, if you hit the lottery, even though these are things that you could start now, it would be much easier if you had that money accessible to you.
You know what's so funny about that? I don't think so. Because, like,
why?
Because I feel like when you have money, not only does your desire go down, like a lot of money, does your desire go down? But, like, if you look at what she talked about, right? Which is like creating dog treats, whatever. So if she won $1 billion, she gonna sit here and make dog treats? Now she might. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying how it difference it makes it and it changes it. Now, at her current salary right now, whatever it is, right? If she went to start like a dog treat company, you're talking about price cost like $30, $40, $50 to start. $400 to $500 on the high end. That's stickers, packaging, and everything. That's a little bit more feasible than having $1 billion in your pocket. Talking about you need that first dog sale, that first dog food sale.
Yeah, but I mean, I think your vision on it gets wider, right? Because you may not have the same desire to make the dog treats, right? Mm-hmm. But you would have the desire to have your own business and work behind the scenes where you're, you know, these are things that you once were very passionate about, right? But you don't mind getting your hands dirty, right? You don't mind getting your hands dirty. It's just that at that point you become more as administration, making sure that everything's stocked, making sure that, you know, when people are reporting to you and saying, hey, you know, we need an order of this, we need an order of that, that you're making sure that you're putting the money down so that you can get that order. And then there's times where you start learning from making those orders where you're like, okay, I just bought $10,000 worth of this, and now I have to throw it all away because it went bad. You know, so I think you'd start becoming more as an admin.
That's like,
you know,
that's like a manager or logistics.
Well, right, yeah, but you're not actually in the trenches doing the making the baked goods and things like that. You know, but not saying that Brooke wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that she would have to split her time up and do more admin work, and then that can take time away, you know, but then she might hire some advisors, hire some somebody to manage the kitchen while she, you know, and she may have to now, you know what I mean? So, but I think the desire would, huh?
The way I see it, and I don't mean to cut you off, but it's almost like you see it better than I do. Just like, remember when Mike was on the show, right? Mike Burdick was here, and he told you, he was like, yeah, like, I've been practicing this chili for 10 years. And I thought that shit was so crazy, but then you was like, nah, something like that's to perfect something, like that's how long it could take.
Yeah. It can take that long. Interesting. Yeah. But I mean, like, I think for me, right? Short term, I would find a place to live and I would buy a house, right? And my hobby and my right now, I'm just really into bowling, right? So my thing is, I may not buy a bowling alley right away, but I would give the bowling alley of my choosing a certain amount of money, and then I can go and bowl whenever I want.
Basically. Son, you know, it would probably, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe we could look this up. I think that it probably be cheaper to buy one of these fallen broken alley bowling alleys and run it than to build like a private four lane state of the art bowling alley in your house.
So no, that's not necessarily true. Granted, there are some things in these broken down bowling alleys that you can, you know, revive, but you have to think of all the money that you have to put into recreating it, because there's a reason why those places are now closed down. So now you have to make sure that it's up to code. You have to make sure all these things are going on, right? Yeah. So let's say that you put, like, I don't know, like probably estimated, you know, $80,000, right? Into making sure that this place is up to code and up to standard. Now you have to buy all the oil, you have to buy all the new machines, you have to buy all these things to now keep those lanes a certain way. So that's another maybe $20,000 to $30,000 that you have to put into it. So now you're up to $110,000. Whereas, you know, I can go and practice, start making money off of bowling, because now I have all this practice time, right? Eventually, what I would eventually do at that point is I would have one that's state-of-the-art for people who want to have their own private lanes where they don't have to go to a bowling alley and practice. You know, and of course, Scott, you're gonna say it's a terrible sport. Everybody's got their own opinion, but eventually I would do something where I had my own private lane so that people could do lessons. People can, when they're coming in and out of like somewhere like Vegas, they have a lot of tournaments in Vegas. So people don't want to go to a bowling alley and constantly be bothered, right? So they could do like private, you know, but that's, for me, that's long-term. Another long-term thing that I would do is I would probably end up buying foreclosed places and fixing them up and then renting them out. I wouldn't flip the house. I would just end up renting it out, you know, and basically having paying someone or paying a company to manage my property.
Yeah, that's doable.
Yeah, I mean that.
You know what's so crazy? If you're not done, I'll tell you what I thought you.
Go ahead.
What's crazy is what I thought you were gonna say. Like I thought that like something like, you know, like what they got at Troy, like Troy Kitchen or something like that, would be more up your alley from your original point of managerial aspect. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I thought you would run, like, a barrage of, like, kitchens or whatever and just, like, have your drink salad off of that.
Unless you have a name for yourself, it's very hard to start a chain, like a restaurant chain. You have to really have, you have to work at it.
All right, go ahead.
But you have to really, really work at it. And there can be nights where you're just not gonna get much sleep.
What?
You know, yeah. Yeah. If you know that you have to do inventory on what you're gonna need for the week, right? Then you can't go and look at your inventory, you know, during the prime hours. So you're either going to go in there early in the morning or go there late at night. So if you know that your restaurant runs until 9 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. and you wait until later on, then now you have to go in there late at night and make sure that you have the inventory. You have to really trust somebody in order for them to do that inventory report, that manager type of person, you know, and you can't just trust everybody because some people have never been put in that position before. Some people are better off not being put in that position before because they might take the job a little bit more seriously. Whereas you might have another manager who's been doing it for years and they're like, oh, well, you know what? I could just do this and do this little trick and this little trick.
They're the cancer to the culture.
Right. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yep. Mm. So it's just funny like that though.
So,
but I mean, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. You ask your question.
I was just going to say, if anyone else has anything to add about, he said cancel to the culture like bowling. Okay. That's fine. Listen, I'd rather be bowling than out there running at 5 a.m.
Hey,
that's not my thing, but I don't knock it.
We know more,
you know,
we know running's not your thing.
It's definitely not.
Nah, but yo, on that working out note, right? Yo, like I've been hitting the Peloton, bro. And it's like one of the best things that ever happened to me, bro. Like as far as like working and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Just because it has it comes with a built-in community, right? I have mad friends that's on there already. So like we do it together. And then
what's
like,
the Peloton? I don't know what
it's like
is. That.
It's a bike. It's like a stationary bike, but like there's people actually on there, like the instructors.
Yeah.
It's explicit. All of that. Sure, they'd be like, yo, you see this ass? This is how you get this type of ass. Ha ha ha. You know what I mean? I've never finished in the top thirds. So right. It's pretty competitive. It's low impact on my back. And it's like it's just the best thing for me, bro. Like I'm more focused, I'm clear a little bit, you know what I mean? A little more.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot less, you know.
Here we go. There we go. Listen, what I'm drinking right now is cranberry juice and raspberry ginger ale.
Raspberry ginger ale.
It's actually not bad. Oh,
this is the season where they be having the cranberry ginger ales, right?
Yeah. Well, they always have the cranberry ginger ales, but they sell more of it because of the holiday season.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing they do like that? Like, you, I know you look like a McRib guy. You know what I'm talking about? Where they have like the limited edition joint?
I am not a McRib guy. I am not a McRib. Actually, I do not like McRibs at all. I think it's mystery meat.
So let's ask everybody in the chat. Everybody in the chat, if you like a Mc, if you could tolerate one McRib a year. Well, put the number of McRibs you could tolerate a year. I'll go first.
Brooke is going to say zero because she doesn't eat McDonald's at all. So you don't even have to put it in there, Brooke. She don't eat McDonald's at all. Like, matter of fact, whenever I have a McDonald's cup in the car, she's like, oh, you went to McDonald's, eh?
Hey,
like, trying to make me feel bad. I'm like, yo, hey.
Yeah. I did, yo, you know, that's crazy. I only did that. I did that 2 years straight, but then, like, after I ate McDonald's again, like I got sick. And I just went back.
A lot of people do. But you didn't go a couple years without eating McDonald's.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I promise you I did. Why?
No, I promise you didn't. You wanna know why?
Why? Because niggas can't do that? Why? Yeah,
no, because
fact I did
how long have we been doing the show?
We've been doing the show for about 2 years, I'm saying.
Not 2 years.
What?
It hasn't been 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, year and some change?
I don't know. A year and some change. Like... Yeah, but a year and some change. So I can remember in the summertime when I was going over to your house, there's been a couple times where Noel brought McDonald's and you were eating the fries. And then there was a couple times where you had a whole meal. Matter of fact,
yo,
I want to say it was a time just before we had the guy with the shirts on there, the guy that did the shirts. Bro.
Look at
that wasn't 2 years.
He ate McDonald's.
Yo, but anyway,
it was in my 20s, bro. Like, I'm a avid lover of McDonald's right now, bro. In my 30s, bro, and I think I would eat McDonald's for the rest of my fucking life. I'm not doing that. I'm not food shaming McDonald's, bro. Like, that's my shit.
It hasn't been 2 years since you had McDonald's.
No. I have McDonald's before every show, while the shows in town.
I went two
years without eating McDonald's before.
Oh, got you. I thought you were talking about like this past couple of years. I'm like, nah, that's not
good. Yeah, nah. Not this past couple of years, bro. Hold on. Can everybody hear Mo? Talk, Mo.
I can hear you.
I think so, Scott be the only person that be telling us in Brooks sometimes if the volume sound like shit.
Wait, so James says I like Burger King or Wendy's for fast food over McDonald's. Yo, you know what's funny? Is
it's cat.
I like Burger King over Wendy's, but I like Wendy's over McDonald's. So he said it in the correct order.
Yo, my shit is bleeding. Out of all fast food, bro, I'm gonna go with In-N-Out. Number one, son. Number one.
In-N-Out, where's that? That's not in the capital region,
it's on the West Coast. They got it in Texas. Banging, bro. The best. I'm talking about like fast food. I'm talking about like under $10. You get a whole meal. In-N-Out, bro.
I was in North Carolina. Yeah, I was in North Carolina one time. And I went to visit one of my old coworkers. And so I went from Virginia to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy took me to this place that only sold you food that you would get at a barbecue.
That's kind of fly, though.
So they had burgers, they had chicken off the grill. Everything in that place was off the grill. Everything. And it was fire.
That's kind of dope, bro.
Yeah. And it's all year round. And you know what? They had it in the right place. Because where it was right near, I forget what college it was. I think it was...
Rochester?
I think it was... No.
Oh. Calvin, no. So you talking about a garbage place and you just making this town fly?
No. It was... Oh. So it was near... It was near Greensboro.
Oh, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, it was right there. And I remember we pulled up because he drives a Prius. So he was driving a Prius and he's got the worst road rage. So this guy is the quietest person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, when he got in that car, he just had road rage. And he was yelling at an old lady in the car.
Where do you think that comes from, like road rage?
So
it's always the opposite type of person, right? Like a person that's like not loud. Now they're the loudest on the road. You know what I mean? It's like, what is that?
I think that because they're confined to their vehicle... Uh-huh. I think that's where it comes from because it's not like anyone's gonna do or say anything, you know. Right. And most of the time, you're driving in your car and you're by yourself most of the time, so nobody's gonna judge you because the person that you're yelling at isn't gonna judge you. There's nobody that's sitting in the passenger seat that can judge you either. And I think that's not rage, but. It can be something as simple as I don't want to go to work today and, you know, I'm I'm angry because that it always stems off of something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think that most of the time it could be anything. Somebody could be in traffic and it could be something where there's enough room. And tell me if this has happened to you, because this has happened to me plenty of times. There's enough room for the car in front of you to move up, right? Mm-hmm. But the car don't move up. He gives a little space. And you're sitting there getting aggravated because you're sitting back there and he's getting space, or he's giving space. And then another car starts putting their blinker on in that space. Now you sitting there like, yo, if you had moved up, I would have been able to move up and that person wouldn't have gotten in.
I ain't gonna hold you, son. That's probably one of the worst etiquette, driver etiquette joints that I could ever let get past me or be have any purpose in my life, bro. It's like that whole parking shit where somebody throws a signal on and it's like, yo, you just threw the signal on because you caught my eye. Nah, bro. And I'm still parking there. But I, even though it was not the second guy's fault, it was just the first person. I'm still going to take it. And then I just want to, we get all fix this together and just argue together. Or y'all could argue amongst each other, because I'm sure the second person saw that. You know when somebody sees something, if you ain't say nothing, especially when it's like in public, you kind of fucked up too, especially if it affects you. Now, that might not be right for everyone, but that's how I think.
I mean, I think everybody gets road rage, though, to a degree. Yeah, to a degree. You know,
so,
I think
everybody's insecure control freaks who lack patience. That's how you view the world.
In certain situations.
You don't say that everybody, if everybody gets road rage, everybody is that. It's just the scale is different.
I mean, I had a situation, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, where I was in a lane where you could either turn, you could either do a right on red in Albany, or you could go straight. So the person behind me is laying on their horn, upset because I didn't move over, right? Mm-hmm. So he drives up on the curb and he gives me the finger and he's like yelling and screaming, and I'm looking at him like, I could either go right or I was like, I could either go right or go straight. So I'm like, I'm just pointing my hand out.
Mm-hmm.
And he peeled off. So yo, instant karma. Instant karma, bro. There was a cop car on the opposite side. And there was a car in front of that cop car. So as soon as that guy peeled off, I saw the lights come on and that cop went after him. And I was like, yep, see, that's you. If he would have waited 10 more seconds and didn't have that road rage, then he wouldn't have been getting a damn ticket.
That happened to me. That happened to me before at the I wouldn't say it was a situation like that, but it was like I had the right of way to make a right turn, and this lady, she seen me, she about to make a left turn right across the street from not Hudson Valley. What's that school, Chris, the brother's school in the corner next to the
it's a Christian Brothers?
School. It's a private high school. In Troy.
CBA.
CBA.
Wait. In Troy?
Right next to the Armory. Yeah. Whatever. On 4. Wait. So, LaSalle.
Okay.
So, she's coming out of there. She's making a right. She's making a left since he lighted up easy, because she was trying to make her left in front of my right. And I remember when I was in high school, we used to do that all the time to people. Just like if they had something easy to do, we would go slow in front of them and do the hard thing, because if we see them not paying attention all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to switch the subject, but that one was a good one. I'm really going to switch the subject on this. The difference between cheating and being inappropriate. Is there a difference to the point where, like, we know there's a difference in the definition, but, like, is there a difference in how some people could view the term?
Like, how do you mean, though? Like, the difference
between... So, I feel like if you've been inappropriate, like, say you've been inappropriate, right? And Brooke is your lady. She's on the phone. It's not as bad as you cheating on her, but damn, in front of the wrong person or the right person, especially if that person is her, this shit holds just as much weight.
But I mean, give me an example. Give me like a situation.
You see my shit leaking. A situation is just like, all right. So this is a situation I always see most girls use, but even though it's neither to me. So it's like, if somebody sees your man or something and you're a chick dancing with somebody, just dancing, right? But then they like, yo, the way he was on that shit was crazy. More than dancing. How's it more than dancing? Like, yeah, like we come from different places. Like, dancing is dancing. But then it's like, they didn't see you grabbing up on her ass. You know what I mean? Like, doing something that was just like, could be conspicuous. Like, even if you grabbing her ass is inappropriate, right?
Yeah.
But it's not cheating.
Yeah. I mean, it. It's not cheating, but it's enough where, like, if you're not going to do it in front of her, then you're wrong, you know? And so I think it's more of that disrespect factor, right?
Yeah.
So if I was out at a club and I was dancing with a girl and we were just kind of, you know, we were just dancing, but we weren't really near each other, you know? Yeah. That's one thing. But even then, I kind of think of it and I look at it like, okay, well, I'm not going to be out dancing with nobody, because last thing I want is, you know, for it to get back and people can turn it into something that it's not. You know, people can twist and turn things around to make it sound like you're doing the absolute worst. But sometimes you are doing the absolute worst.
Yeah, but I think I feel like that's subjective, right? So like when Brooke says dancing is okay, grinding and groping is inappropriate. Yo, Zen, grinding and groping is how I learned how to dance. Keep it a buck with you at first, and then I start to see that everybody didn't dance like that. But that's how we learned how to dance when we was kids.
Well, maybe so I agree. Dancing with someone, the majority of the time, if you're dancing with a female, there is going to be a little grind. There is going to be a little. That's right. Just how I learned how to dance. That's why I don't be out there dancing like that. Right. You know, because I wouldn't want to be putting that. But you know that is what is going to happen, right? And 100%. So I think that it's both wrong, whether you're dancing with somebody or if you're dancing with somebody, whether somebody looks at it as inappropriate or not, I always look at that as like it's kind of inappropriate unless it's innocent, right? Like a slow dance, but you know, with your mom, you know, or with the you know, with somebody that you grew up with and you guys are just at a wedding, something like that, you know, where a bunch of people. All
right. So you go to the hibachi spot, right? And let's call him Tony, right? He's a chef. Yo, so you letting him like, you think it's appropriate for him to hit your girl in the mouth with a scallop and then some water or some rice wine?
Hit her in the mouth with some,
yeah, you like, mean he'd like he be like, yeah, hey, catch. Yeah, toss it, and then like
she's, it's a part like, of the show.
Part of the show. But like so say like if she doesn't, she thinks it's coming the first time, right? And then she's not, and he just got her like this. the whole time, yo, that's a part of the show too. Or now you gotta say something. Or
I'm not gonna get upset about it. I'm probably gonna laugh at the situation. So she it doesn't really
the whole time.
Yeah, know. I'm probably gonna laugh. You know, I mean, something like that. It's very innocent. It's not something where it's gonna, it's for me. I don't think it's anything that it's really inappropriate. You know, as long as there's no touching and things involved, like as long as he's not like feeding her with his hand into, you know what I mean? Like something like that, feeding her cake, you know, with his hands. Like that, it's just, it's too intimate for me, you know, but even then, the way that I would handle it is it would be a conversation, you know, it's never going to be like, I'm going to instantly get angry. It's always going to be a conversation. You know, it's a warning. Hey, listen, I don't appreciate you doing that. It's a conversation.
He could feed you from your hand to his hand to your mouth?
No. No.
But he can't feed your girl either with his hand, right?
I don't want, if he tried to feed me with his hand to my mouth, I'm not with it. You know what I mean? I'm not. So, I mean, he could try. He certainly can try. But I would just say, hey, no, thank you. I'm not hungry.
Did we talk about this on the show before? When Sunshine did that to
we
me?
We talked about a hot drink to your mouth.
Oh, but was it the hibachi joint? Wasn't you there, Sunshine, to do the hibachi just to me? And I was like, that's chop. Fuck out of here.
No.
Oh, you wasn't
there? No, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Try to do that. It's crazy shit to me.
Yeah, say ah. And then you have you sitting there like holding your mouth. Like,
fuck out of here, son.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
We've been feeding her cake. Eat the cake, anime. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think that would be. I think the whole dancing thing like that. That's inappropriate for me. But like, I'm not gonna, I wouldn't stop Brooke from going out to a club or going anywhere. I mean, I know that she doesn't necessarily do that, but I would never stop her from going out and having a good time with her friends or anything like that. Even if something came back to me and they said, oh, well, she was dancing and carrying on and doing this, and she was hanging out with some guy and blah, 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 blah. Then it would just be a conversation. I would just ask Brooke, hey, what happened? You know, so what happened while you were out?
So what if she was dancing with some, like, at the end of, like, they just started dancing, like, it was, like, at the end of a song. And then he didn't get the full dance, so he just kept his embrace. Because he wanted, for the next song, he wanted to continue to dance with her. Now, to me, that's not cheating or inappropriate. But I could see how it would be if another man walked in that gym or whatever, or that club, and saw his girl looking like she hugged up. You know what I mean? Yeah, you kind of look hugged up.
But look at it from, I'm going to look at it from his point of view, right? Yeah. Even if I was there, he may not know that she's with somebody, right? He might think that she's out of the club and she's single, you know? That's why whenever, like, if Brooke were ever to go out to a club or something, I would just say, hey, take some friends with you. Make sure that you got people that has your back, you know?
Right.
So that way, if something does happen and she says, oh, my God, there was this guy at the club, and Brooke will tell you. Because I react to things a lot different, you know, than most. So if Brooke said, there's this guy at the club, and he was really inappropriate, and he was hitting on me, and he was doing this, and he was doing that, then I would just say, oh, no, that's too bad. You know, because at that point, what can I do to help the situation? It happened. It's like, hey, thank God that you had your friends there.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm never going to stop anyone from doing anything, you know? Yeah. So it's like one of those things where it's like, you shouldn't be afraid to go out and have a good time and hang out with your friends. If there is somebody there that is being inappropriate, might be grabbing on you, might be, you know, but hey, you know, that's why your friends are there, and make sure they have your back, make sure they're watching you, make sure that nobody, you're not taking any drinks from anybody else. You know, all the rules that you should have known growing up.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not your dad. I'm not going to tell you where, when and where you can go and who you can go out with. And the only thing that I would require, hey, bring some friends, bring a friend, bring somebody there that is going to be a point of contact, so that if I can't get a hold of you, I can call somebody.
Hold on. Look how crazy your joint looks, man. Yo, would you see this dude face? He know his joint look crazy. That's why he don't want to get on camera. So he look at his lips quick. Like, show everybody how crazy his joint is. Get out of here. Yeah, get out of here. Look.
Yeah, so I think that sometimes people try too hard to control whoever they're with.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I'm not that guy. I'm not gonna control anyone. Yeah.
Now you shouldn't. Let me see your back. Yo, this dude's mouth is so crazy right now. Nah, you shouldn't try to control, but sometimes, like I said, bro, that shit be happen. It happens unintentionally, but it happens though. Like the whole control thing. How does it happen unintentionally? Yeah, because again, bro, it's cultural. It's cultural, right? So it's like, just like how I learned to dance. Hey, if you didn't learn to dance like that, or like Brooke didn't, I know my wife didn't. Because this dude's mouth. Yo, like, I know they didn't. So it kind of looks inappropriate. So I think a lot of that is cultural. I think a lot of that, it come with the territory. But I do think a lot of it could be talked about, you know?
Yeah, it always starts with a conversation, you know? It's never something where I'm going to get mad because the situation happened. Because you know what? The same way that she could have told the guy, oh no, I have a boyfriend, or blah, 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 blah. Like, he doesn't know that. He doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like he doesn't know that. He don't know that. And so it's like, yeah, he's going to act a certain way, you know? Like, if you're walking down the street, right? And a group of guys see you, mm-hmm. and they're checking you out.
Mm-hmm.
Then, to me, that's just a group of guys checking you out while you're walking away. To me, they're doing what? When men do that, that's, you know, they're just doing it. You know, mm-hmm. it's now it's when that group of guys are standing there and they're catcalling you while you're getting the mail. That's where it's like, okay, let me walk out and see
every
who
day.
This is. Yeah, like, and it's like, you know, hey. You know, you don't need to be catcalling her. You know, and it's a conversation.
Do it make you pussy if like dudes is catcalling her and she see you out the window looking, and then you go back like, oh shit, she just saw me. And then is that a conversation you're willing to have, or is that corny?
So I think. Yeah, it definitely. Well, the thing is
and she told you about it before. there's some dudes that do corny shit like that.
I mean, but you know, there are some dudes out there who they're not gonna get mad at the guy. They're gonna get mad at the girl because of what she was wearing when she went outside. And it's like, bro, I'm wearing shorts. Like, bro. Not even like skinny shorts or anything, just like shorts, like basketball shorts. And they're like, oh, you need to cover up. You need to be a man and go out there and at least say something.
No, but that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, yo, so that time, right? She tells you about that joint. Like you said, it's the morning or whatever. But like, Can you? But if she sees you, like looking out the window, even if she told you it happened yesterday, and she sees you watching it happen today, yo, that's an automatic breakup, man.
Not necessarily. If you go out there and say something to them after you see it out the window, then you know. But if you don't do anything about it, then yeah, you're corny.
Yeah,
you're corny. Like, no, you know. But here's the thing: is that's definitely gonna make people look at you in a certain way, like that your partner.
Yeah,
it's gonna make your girl look at you a certain way.
Like you pussy.
Yeah, because a woman wants to be with someone who's going to at least be able to protect her, right?
But
so if you can't protect
up,
her...
She not fucked up for that, too, for, like to me, that conversation, even after that conversation, I need to not be pussy no more, or it's over. Like, we're not... It's like, you're going to just accept that we both scared. No, Papa, you can't do that.
I'd be like, can you go out and get the mail? If that was my, you know... If that was my girlfriend and she was going out there and it's the same group of guys and I haven't said anything about it, then yeah, like I'm gonna go and get the mail at that point.
Yeah,
you know I'm gonna go get the mail.
What'd she say?
But if he start catcalling me, then it's a problem. Like,
what if he tell you like, yo, what are you doing out here? Why don't you send?
Oh my god, yo. Yo, if he says, hey, where's the other girl that normally comes out?
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I think that would be a conversation.
After this is over, we don't go. Yeah, I definitely... No, we're gonna go night night.
And Brooke said she gives you the Jada look.
Yeah.
You know, she gives you that Jada look. Like, you better go up there and do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna go in 5 minutes, Poppy. Okay. Yeah. So the joint. Damn, that was a question I had. I just gotta think about. I had a follow up to it too, but Max messed my whole joint up. What's that, Papa? Hold on. Let's hear a Max problem. First world problem. Come on. Tell Dada what you want. Tell the world what you want.
What's wrong with Max?
You say it, Max.
What's wrong with Max?
What do you want? What do you want me to come do? Yeah. Soon, Papa. See that joint? Yo, Max's mouth is mad crazy right now, but the way I got the lights in that joint made anybody joint look good. I know my joint look probably...
Yeah, even you.
Yeah.
Even you, right?
But, no, Max's joint right now is crazy, son. You talk, like...
He just said it would make anybody look good.
Anybody joint, like, you could just tell, like, that I got bad skin, like, up here and stuff like that. Really with it. But, like, with him... If you see how crazy his face looks right now, because my dad's here, so he's got like chocolate or everything that you like that sticky, whatever, and we had wings or whatever. He was on it crazy.
Now, did you make those wings or did you buy those?
You know, I made them. So come on.
No, I don't, because you don't be cooking like that.
Now I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there was a time where you said the only thing that you knew how to make was rice. And I knew that you weren't serious, but I mean, you were saying that you weren't confident in your cooking the same way that, you know, you should be.
No,
that's basically what you were
talking. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. And I'm still not as, like, I'm not confident in a lot of, like, the stuff that I'm, like, my whole things that I'm confident on is, like, hit, like, a reset. So, like, I'm starting, like, my new confidence page right now.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm from Dame Dash School. Everything that I'm uncomfortable with and not confident in it, that's what I'm going at straight ahead. And I'm just going to keep doing it until I'm confident. But, like, the wings came out smack. I think...
Now, what kind of sauce was that?
I'm about to tell you. Like, that's the thing that I think most people get jacked up on when they making wings, bro. You got to make your sauce separate, bro. And you got to toss them joints. That's how I make them. So
yeah,
but I make like an everything sauce. So I'll put like ketchup, a little bit of ketchup, barbecue sauce, those are my staples. But I always use like truffle stuff with my sauce too. So like I'll put like, so like I had like truffle mustard, I put that on there at first as like a coat, a base coat. But then like my, when it comes to like my ketchup, salt, pepper, all of that type of stuff, I put that in the, and I mix it all in one, and then I put that stuff in after. And then that, and then like, so after, like for example, after the wings have been cooking for 30 minutes, then I put it in my sauce, let that joint coat everything up, and then I put it back in for another 30 fry hard. But they, and I'm baking them at 400.
Interesting.
Why you fry them?
I mean, I can fry them, I can bake them, I can do it all, you know, when it comes to making chicken. What I did one time was I made stuffed chicken before.
Yeah.
Where I cut chicken breast in half, and mm-hmm. I spread ricotta on there almost like it was mayo. And then I put, you know, I put my seasoning in there and my cheese and things like that. I put my cheese on there last, but then mm-hmm. when it came out, I put like lettuce, tomatoes on there. And when you cut through it, you know, it was almost like a sandwich without the bread.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 3 minutes before the hour. Mm-hmm. We got anything else that we got to say before we sign off?
Got anything, Max? So this is what I wanted to do. Oh man, Max, where's the ball at? Go find the ball. Oh, go pass the ball real quick to me. So I'm gonna show you something real quick, bro. So this is the initial idea I had, right? It was like just like this. So you see it or no?
Yeah.
All right. So this is like this. And what I was gonna do is, was gonna put like a, I was gonna put like say like a YouTube here, right? Something like that. So like, let's say we could put like YouTube right here, right? And then just watch, watch things from Max. See, this kid is the worst kid with this, but basically, like, watch shows over here.
Video.
Yeah, okay. A YouTube video, basically, on there. I just actually just got this program. Yeah. So yeah, so that's the plan moving forward. But right now, this kid is like restless. It's night night time. And
goodness,
Max, you want to say bye to the world? Hold on. No, not bye a world. Say bye to the world.
Bye, world.
Say bye, world. Say
bye, Max.
Bye, world.
Your name is Max?
Big Max. Big Max. Big
Max. All right. Well,
Big Max.
All right, Big Max.
Well, thank you, everyone, for watching. We are here. Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We're hoping to have the rest of our crew here next time. But yeah, we'll be here next week just before Thanksgiving, right? So unless you wanted to take that day off.
Nah, we good. That's the biggest day. And we're not going to party. I think we do like a shit, I could be on all depending on who comes here. So we might just do a live all day, and then you just come on when you want, or I might kick the Twitch channel off that day.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, everyone, and I am signing off. Have a good night.
Or we come raid your crib, Mo.
Now, you don't have to do that.
You cooking?
No, I'm just making. I'm going to my neighbor's house, and we're gonna have a little celebration there. All right, man. Well, have a good week, and I will catch you on the flip side. Thank you, everyone. All right.
Bye. Peace, man. Yeah. It's my bad. I didn't think. We out, Max. We got to go night-night. Huh? Let's go night-night, Papa. What you mean? What? You don't want to go night-night? We got to go.